joined as a junior leader in 1977.
Yeah.
And then joined the 2nd Battalion in 1978. And we were in Gillingham for a short while, and then we moved to Berlin, which is an excellent post.
Yeah,
especially guarding Rudolf Hess.
You actually worked at Spandau?
Well, yeah, each battalion took it in turns,
yeah.
Or each nation took it in
turns.
Obviously, the Russians came over because they stepped inside Berlin.
Yeah.
But then from Berlin, we went to Northern Ireland, which was Londonderry, for a 2-year tour.
Yeah.
And we were there for the Hunger Strikers Day, various riots here. I was an all-arm search team,
yeah.
And we were called off patrol one day for a special branch tip-off. Mm. At Red Hot, apparently. There's definitely something there, and there was, because we searched all these garages, and the last one we opened, it was full of all wooden builders, stuff like trestles.
Yeah.
And we were a bit cautious, and we asked for drop weight kits, but there was none available, so somebody had to go in. Mm. And I was the lucky person. What happened was I walked along a plank, and this was the booby trap. So what it was a scaffolding plank.
Yeah.
Hollowed out, and then they put the explosives in, battery, mercury tilt switch, and put the top back on. Very ingenious. And then obviously the rest is history. It's I hit the ceiling, came down, and normal rules are, if there's a bomb, there's a soak period, 2-hour soak period, because in case of secondary devices. But the guys came in and pulled me out, and we stood for quite some time waiting for the ambulance, which was horrific, but I was in no pain whatsoever. Losing blood and
shock.
Going to shock.
Yeah.
And when the ambulance eventually arrived, the sergeant major says, "Can you walk?" I said, "Yes, sir." And I said, "Well, will you walk to the ambulance and stick the V's up to the crowd?" So I did, and next thing there was a stone in me. But I think they had the stones already. They're going to stone me anyway.